Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Kisavo, Shabbos Slichos, Tavshin Pei Beis, the Lenjim and Schos or Fur Shlema for Esther Tila Bas Aretz Kora, the Sorshach Israel Tinuk Ben Simon Rezel, the Sorshach Israel Didi Ben Mazal, the Sorshach Israel. First idea comes to us from Yerucheskov Kushmir, the founder where Majetz comes from. And one of the earlier Psukim in our Parsha talking about the mitzvah Bikurim. Nitzah of Amart Lefnei Hashem Lakecha, Arami Ovid Avi, should call out and say, Chetor Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Arami who destroyed my father, is, we know what it's referring to, Lavan. But what's this lashon v'anisa v'amarta? Rashi says v'anisa, then you shall call out lashon haramas kol. This expresses raising the voice. And says the Chazal Kushmi, we have to understand what's going on over here. It says v'anisa is a lashon of anava. V'anisa is a lashon of anava. He says really, and then v'amarta, and then you speak. But he says really, they're two together. The more persons in an anav, the more it'll be heard. The more the tefillah will be heard. Acha inyan hu akol echad. Dechol masha odem nichna yoisim lebnei Hashem isbarach. The more a person subjugates themselves and nullifies himself and humbles himself in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yoisir yochul lahaybiyo kolam. The more he'll be able to raise up his voice. Moshe bin Haichaya, anav yikol odem asher amar hazino hashemayim. Moshe bin was the one who was the most humble. In the entire universe, was able to speak up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and really speak to Shemayim himself. Says the Chesed of Kushmir, the more hachna, the more humility you have, the more your tefillah will be heard. This is pashut. You just look at the words of Slichos. We say, L'cha Hashem etzta'ah, v'lanu boshes aponim. Every part of Slichos is all about feeling you're like the beggar at the door. Like we know that there's Rav Soloveitchik and all the Baal Machshav used to say, when a person davens, you feel you're at the entrance at the door. And that's what El is all about. El is the preparation of coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chiddush Harim says El is really lo no the ksiv and mizmor the soda. As we say mizmor the soda, do Hashem kiyashem alukim hu asan of Elohim anachnu. We are His. He made us. The more we make ourselves lam and aleph, the more we nullify ourselves, the more Lam Mevav we become His, and that the whole inyan of Elos to come to Avina Va'anisa, and then we'll be Zorata Va'amarta, be Zorata that our tefillah should be heard in Slichos, that our tefillah should be heard come Tishrei. What an incredible lesson for Chesed Kodesh. The more you nullify yourself, the more Va'anisa, then Va'amarta, the more you'll be able to speak, the more your tefillah will be heard. What an incredible insight from Chesed Kodesh, Rav Soloveitchik, all the other Ba'al HaMachshava, and from the Chiddush. Moving on to Adi number 2. Adi number 2 comes to us from the Chida. The Samachta b'pasuk Yiraf, a few pasukim there, Chavav Yiraf. The Samachta b'chol atov, you shall rejoice with all the good of Hashem Baruch Hu gives you. Hashanazal Chama Hashem Lakechol Beizecha Tav Alavi Vagir Shabikirbecha. Everything that Hashem Baruch Hu, you should make sure you're able to rejoice with everyone. And Rashi says Vatav Alavi Afalavi Chayv Bikurim Yimnatu B'Socharim. Also the Levim are also Chayv and Bikurim. But what's his lashon of the Samachta b'chol atov? The Chiddush wants to understand what's the Samachta b'chol atov. You shall rejoice in everything good. So we know Chazal tells in Gemara and Brachos that Daf Hey ain't Tov Ela Torah. The Chazal also tells in Ksuvas Kuf Hey Amid Beis 105b. Kol maybe don the Tamachochem Kiilu maybe Bikurim. Anyone who gives a Tamachochem a gift is as if you brought Bikurim. And Tosus on the spot quotes Shavas don the Tamachochem Mechaper Avonos. One who is able to bring it is actually Mechaper Yavonos when you give a gift to a Tamachochem. The fichach achar mitzvahs bikurim says the chida the samachta b'chol tov after the mitzvahs bikurim a person will be rejoiced for everything that he has shim chas v'shom yechor beis hamidrash will tuchel have bikurim for a person not able to bring bikurim because the beis hamidrash is not here chas v'shom tismach b'toyra shata yochol lahavin dor tabchacha v'yachshu b'kibikurim says the chida don't think that you need the beis hamidrash to be able to have a kabbalas avonos when you support Torah. And you support a Talmud Chacham. You get a gift to a Talmud Chacham. It's as if you brought your Bikurim. What's Bikurim? Bikurim is recognizing Torah, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Talmud Chacham is a representative, right? The pasuk says to be Davik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can we Davik to Hashem? Davik to Talmud Chacham. The Samach to B'chol HaTov. You rejoice B'chol HaTov. You rejoice in the Torah by supporting Torah, by making sure to bring Marbitz Torah. This is what Rav Tzadok says. My favorite short Rosh Hashanah Day ideas. We say Ksivil Chesime Tova. We say Shana Tova. However you say it, the word Tov is in there. Some would say Tov Shana Tova Mesuka Midvash. What's the Islam? Rav Tzadok says using this Gemara Brachas in Tov El Torah. Anytime it says the word Tov, it's referring to Torah because the pasuk says Kilacha Tov Asati Lecham. Tov is a quota for Torah. You're wishing someone Shana Tova. You're wishing them a good year. You're wishing them a year filled with Torah. You wish them a year filled with Vesukim Midvash. You really give them a sweet new year. That the year they should feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sweetness. That they should feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by their side. They shouldn't feel the year of Yiddishkeit. They should feel the Ava. They should feel the Ani L'doyd V'doyd V'li. They should feel the sweetness of Torah. The sweetness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sweetness of Judaism. Shana Tova U'Mesuka. Look at the Rav Tzadok inside. The Pre-Tzadok. Rav Tzadok says this. Shana Tova. Ain tov ela tov ksivach simatoiva. You wish everyone a sweet new good year. What does good mean? A good year filled with tefillah and Torah and kedusha and shmir zinaim and chesed and pnimius in a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The samach tov tov chida says when you bring a tamach chacham a gift. The Gemara tells him as if you brought bikurim, because at the end of the day when you're supporting Torah, it's as if you are bringing a carbon. Excuse me, it's as if you're bringing a gift to a Talmid Chacham, and it's as if you brought Bikurim. That's what the Chiddush says. When you bring Bikurim, when you support Torah, it's as if you bring Bikurim, because you recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you recognize what it's all about, you recognize who is giving you anything. What an incredible day from the Chiddush, incredible day from Rav Tzadok. It makes it the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Pnimius essential in our lives, moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Siftei Tzadik, the brother in law, the Rebbe of Plitz, the brother in law of the Sfas Emes, Chav Zayin. Ches, talking about the bris of Har Grizim, Har Eval. Pasuk says, "Chasad al Avonim is called the very Torah." Zos be'er teitiv, as the Torah that should be written on stone. Rashi says, "Be'er teitiv b'shivim losh." And the Gemara says, "Lamed beis and Lamed alf and sota should be has to be written in 70 languages." What's this loshon of al Avonim? Says the Siftei Tzadik, "Hatam shesiv lechtov Torah al Avon." Why did this bris? If you want to look for more, what exactly had Rav Salavitch, Rav Shachter explains it beautifully, Rav Shachter Ala Torah and Chelek Aleph talks about beautifully what was going on over here about this bris. But we're going to talk about it from a more Hasidic perspective. It says, why Davka an Avonim Lalamid She'af Mishalibo Koshek Ke'evin? That even though someone whose Judaism or their heart is something that's dark or its heart is of a stone, Yuchal Gamkin Lisrapa Ede Torah Kedosha. That at the end of the day, if a person feels like there's stone, there's a wall in front of them, and there's a rope in front of them, they can't do it. No, even you, even those who feel like they have a stone in front of you, you can be healed by the Torah. Gemara tells us, im even hunimuach, that the Torah, even if a person is a stone, it could be melted. That through the Torah, a person can have a lev basar. This is what the Chassidish from Rav Weinberger said. From all the time in the Baal Shem Tov, our job in Yiddishkeit, especially when it comes to El and Tishrei, is to make our hearts that are cold, maybe Asher Karcha Baderech, and to make them lev basar, to make them feel flesh, to make them feel emotional and connected and sincere and authentic. The Chasavta Alavanim, the Talmud Chodesh Baruch Hu says, yes, it's normal to feel that Evan in your life, but through the Torah Kedoshah, through the Bris of Har Grazim, through the bris of Har Eva, we're able to realize that through the Torah, a person can have a flesh of Lev Basar, like Rabbi Nachman always talked, to have a flesh of feeling and emotion and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just at the same davening and the same learning and the same Shabbos, but a Shabbos filled of pnimius, a Shabbos filled of feeling and emotion, a relationship with emotion and connection. That's what is avanim. Even if a Jew has those avanim in their lives, the Torah can affect, Kadosh Baruch Hu can help you change, but you have to be able to take the first step. You got to make the first step to be able to daven for it, to try to get a little bit more emotional, a little bit more connected. It can't just be the same slichos and the same Rosh Hashanah and the same Yom Kippur. To think, we have to daven, we have to think a little deeper. But a beautiful idea from the Siftei Tzadik and Rav Weinberger to realize that even maybe in the times in our life we feel like avanim, we could always make it out of that Evan status, quote unquote, that Evan WhatsApp status, to be able to be bus or to feel, to connect, and to penetrate our lives, Bezuz Hashem. Adin number 4 comes to us from the Vilna Gaon. I love this. I just saw this in one of my favorites. It's from the Chamudi Daniel of Daniel Stein, Shlita of Yeshiva University. You have to get the sefer. It's unbelievable. The Chamudi Daniel quotes this from a few weeks ago from our Parsha. The Chavchas Yud. V'ra'u ko amei haaretz ki Hashem Hashem nikra alu alechav yar mimekel. The nations of the world will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and they'll fear you. And the Gemara Bracha says, V'yar mimeka, Eilu tefillin shibarosh. This refers to the tefillin shibarosh, the tefillin of your head. Says the Gra, very simple question. It should say tefillin al harosh, or tefillin shel rosh. What should say on your head, or of your head? What's Eilu tefillin shibarosh that's in your head? Says the Chamudi, they're now quoting the Gra. What a beautiful insight. Chavonasa mashayu b'moichol ko ha-kosa b'tefillin. Hainu asher tefillin yeh baroshu mamash. Can't just be on the outside, says the Gra. That the tefillin has got to be inside your hand. It's got to be part of you. That even when you take your tefillin off your tefillin, that makes an impression on top of you. As the Chamud Adinuch says, "Kloma sha'tefillin mushurashim ba'omik libeinu b'nikarim b'malseinu." That the tefillin should be recognizable when you take your tefillin off. You can't be the same person that you were when before you put your tefillin on. Yes, you did the action. But what happens after you take, you put your tefillin away? When you, throughout your day, you have to be someone who's filled, who's charged up at the 5G of tefillin. Like Rav David Weinberg Shlita, my Rebbe, always quotes, he says, when a person learns, you know something cold, right? That's what the terminology, you know something cold. But after you close the sefer, the Torah has to be recognizable in your actions. Says the Gra, and Rav David expands this upon this in an incredible book, Birth of the Spoken Word, highly... I get two shout-outs in this vort. Chamud Daniel and Birth of the Spoken Word. Both you could get, I'm pretty sure, or Birth of the Spoken Word you get online, lulu.com, I'm pretty sure, and Chamud Daniel, I think you get in NYU, but it's definitely probably, I think it's in Sfarim, from the Vilna Gaon. It says, why Eil Tefillin Shibarosh? It's not Alarosh, Birosh. Eil Tefillin Shibarosh. So the tefillin's got to penetrate in your head and on your heart. It's got to be identifiable and recognizable, and people could see, oh, that's a person who wore tefillin today. That's a person who went through Rosh Hashanah. That's a person who went through Yom Kippur. That's a person who went through Sukkot. Not just that you did it. You did Rosh Hashanah. You did Slichos. But it's apparent. It's apparent in your actions. It's apparent in your emotions. The way you talk, the way you text, the way you walk, that, ah, that's an Eldig Jew. Now he's a connected person. It can't just be in our actions. It's got to be in anything and everything we do. Once we take the tefillin off, once we take the Shabbos quote-unquote off, we become changed people for our Yiddishkeit. Changed people. That's the mission. Changed people every little bit of Yiddishkeit that we go through. Yeah, that's the word from the Vilna Gaon, the Chamud Daniel, and from Rav David Weinberg. Fifth and final idea. Comes to us from the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says, V'hosircha Hashem the Toiva. The next puzzle right after this, we are right. Then all the people of the Kodesh Baruch Hu will know every year Hashem shall give you bountiful goodness in the fruit of your womb. For Kodesh Baruch Hu shall be able to give you all the goodness in the entire world. And says the Sasemus on the spot, what's Pshat here? He says this in Tuf Reish Lamed Vav towards the end. Right, he says the Hosircha is a lotion of extra, but a person Hosircha is also a lotion of Kemevater. That like the pasuk says in Micha Zayin Yuches, Mishimaisim Atzva Kishirayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to begin to give you all the good in the world, but you got to make yourself, filled with anova, the hosircha. Afshem Yitzchakno Yitova says the Sasemis. Yes, when a person is to be humble, you have to get all the good things. Yes, but that's only sometimes, only when it's for the good. Shaodam Ein Atzva Kemusa Kemesh Chas L'Sheres Nachzim Mishimaisim Atzva Kishirayim Ulam Nifal Machmas Shemarkish Zatzam Shofa Beinov Migos Bavozaber. He says you have to have the proper anava. Sometimes you have to have that gavik kedusha. We ask Hashem letova. It's got to be the right mevater, the right amount of balance of anava, of humility, the right amount of balance of when to be humble and when not to be humble. That balance of when I'm supposed to not say when I'm supposed to step up. And this is something that maybe we could take from my Rebbe Rav Simon Shlita. He says from the Chasam Sofer. He says the whole inyan of tkiya shvarm trua tkiya. It's one the way we daven. Gemara and Brachas tells us Lamedalad that a person should not just go into their needs right away. Right, the first three brachos and the last three. The rest three, we know. We before you come to your master, you have shevach. Then you ask for in the middle, and then you leave with hodah. He says that first tkiya is the shevach. The middle of the truas and the shvarim. Those are the requests. Those are the bakashos, and then the pshuto lefanel. Then the tkiya afterwards is the shevach. He says, and that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the ganuchi ganach. But emso, that's that refers to the bakashos. The way we daven is shevach, bakash, and oda is the same way that we do tkiya shofar. Tkiya shofar is the tkiya, is the shevach, right? Just straightforward, just the one blessed. Then the middle pass is all our bakashos. It's a feeling coming up, but then also the tiki again. Maybe we could say that the whole inyan of the whole middle is the anava. But you want to get up there to say thank you. It's not a time to be anava. It's a time to be thank you. To be thankful means you have to step up. The middle is anava, but it's bookmarked. It's bookended with I get to crown a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I get to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The middle, the bakasha is filled with anava, but maybe the end is bookmarked with gratitude. To be grateful, obviously, is with humility. But to be able to get in front of your master, it takes a little bit of courage. To have the right balance of achna, to have the right balance, rock the toivah, But when it comes to be able to stand up from the Rabbanu Shalom, Rabbi Nachman says you have to be able to have a little, believe in yourself. Like Rav Tzadok, Hashem Shetzarach LaHashem Es Berachach Tzarach Achlach. You have to believe in yourself, just like you believe in Hashem. To believe in yourself takes a little bit of emunah in yourself. You can't just say, "Oh, look at me." No, that's going to cripple you. That's not good. Says the Sfas Emes. I think it goes right about with Chazam Sofer. The way we daven is also the way we blow the shofar. Let's review these five ideas. So we said Rav Chazal Kushma Manisa Vamarta. The Manisa Vamarta Aramas Hakol Vanisa Vamarta. It's not two separate things. Says Rav Chazal Kushma. The more anava you have, the more Vamarta, the more you bezoch to the daven, the more your tefillah will be heard by the Rabbonu Shalom. The more they'll be heard by Kodesh Baruch. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. When you the way you daven, you feel like you're a beggar at the door. That's all the Sfarim say. When you stay by slichos, right? L'cha Hashem etzdaka v'anubashes upon him. You should feel that anava. You should feel like we're that beggar by the door. And the more you feel that, the more your tefillah will be heard. So from the second idea, we said from the chida, the sanat b'chol tov. Gemara says a ksubas when you give a tamid chacham a gift. Is if you brought bikurim? What's the whole understanding over there? Says the chida at the end of the day, maybe we can't bring the bikurim anymore. We don't have the beis hamikdash. But you know what we can do? You can be tismach b'toyev, it's nacht b'chol atov. How do you connect to bikurim? By supporting Torah. And that's what Rav Tzadok says, when you say shana tov, shana tov, mesuka, or ksivik sim toyev, you wish someone out of a year filled with gemara brachas avtav. Hey, tells us, tov in kilecha, tov nasad ilacham, a year filled of Torah, of sweet Torah, that person should feel the Rabbanu Shalom by his side. The third idea we said from the Sifsei Tzadok, right? The Sifsei Tzadok of Zayin Ches, why there was the Torah dispersed by Haragrizim, Harivah, why is the Alavonim? Because even when a Jew feels like they're evident in their lives, the Torah could make a person flesh, the Torah can make a person to feel. That's the whole avodah of going through these days, and everything Arik should be able to make sure that we're emotional and we're connected. And that's the Gra, the fourth idea, Baral, Gokal Maharats, what's Il Tfilin Shibrosh? It's Al Rosh, no, it's Il Tfilin Shibrosh, that the Tfilin should be recognizable, like the Chamundil says, that should be recognizable in our hearts and in our minds, that this is the day that this guy went through Slichos, and he went through Tfilin, he went through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Slichos, that it should be recognizable. Il Tfilin Shibrosh doesn't just mean when you did the action, the mitzvah should be penetrate our minds and our midos throughout the day. That's what it's all about. And finally, the fifth and final idea, Sfas Emes tells us, V'arsicha Hashem l'toivo, V'arsicha Hashem l'vater, we have to be ba'alei anava that have the proper balance, says the Sfas Emes tavar shlam and vav. But we also have to know when it's time to step up. Like the Chasam Sofer says, Rav Simon quotes it in his Sefer, incredible Sefer Rosh Hashanah, in the Imre Baruch, he says that, in Lamedal, the Baruch tells us, where you daven, first you have Shevach, then Bekash, and then Odah. It's the same thing with Tekiah Shofar. Tekiah is the Shevach. We praise the Rabbanu Shalom. The middle is the Shvarim, the Truah. We're asking. It sounds like we're requesting, crying out. And at the end is Hoda. It's the same thing. The middle is the Anava, but it's bookmarked again. We get the crown of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not Anava. That's coming. You get to have the Schus to crown of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Which we zocha Be'ez Hashem. The more Anava, the more zoicha, the more humility we have, subjugation, the more zocha. Our tefillos will be heard. But we understand that Torah is exactly what good is. There should be a sweet new year filled with Torah and Panemius, that even when we're not feeling it, that we should feel that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our sweetness of our Torah and our learning and our Avodas Hashem, can we knock down all those times that we feel like it's evident in our lives, to understand that our Avodas Hashem should penetrate all of our actions. It should be chill and shibrosh, but everything that we do, it should be identifiable and recognizable in our actions and our hearts, and to understand at the end of the day, to have the proper balance of Anova. And the Rabbanu Shalom should be able to have us to understand when to step up and when to be proud to be a Jew, when to be a Nova, when to be the Mika Amcha Yisrael, the Geirim. Should be Zoycha Bez Hashem to be proud of who we are. And Zoycha to Tzivach Sima Toiva, Gugu Ben Sher Lanach, Chuvay Yisrael Bez Hashem Shchoy.